Hi, ladies and gents. My name is Tom Gibson, and welcome to my first podcast. I've wanted to do a podcast for a while and decided to finally just do it. I am a middle school math and robotics teacher, and this podcast is going to be focused on education, but I'd like it to be a little bit more storytelling. I'd like it to be sounds from the classroom and thoughts from the classroom and less of me interviewing other people or just me talking to a microphone by myself. So earlier this week, I found a reflection prompt that said to record about 10 minutes of audio from one of your classes, maybe a conversation with a student or anything along those lines, and then reflect on those 10 minutes that you listened to. What did you like? What did you not like? And I ended up recording probably maybe an hour and a half of audio from my robotics class, as well as a couple of my math classes. The focus of this podcast is going to be what happened in my math classes this week. And this week was auction day. I run a classroom economy, and once a month we have an auction where an auctioneer has to bring items to auction off to the class, and students also have an opportunity to create their own business and sell items to their peers after the auction.
A bag of Sour Patch is like $1.50.
Generally, how the auction works, the auctioneer will present the items that they have brought for the auction.
Selling is going to be this awesome stress ball. Okay, remember the Pop Rocks. If you want them, you gotta give one to me. Okay, Barb's book.
Barb's book being Barb from Stranger Things.
She'll tell you all the secrets to being alive and having fun.
And like a regular auction, they just keep raising the price, and if students want to keep bidding on it, they'll keep their hand up and then put their hand down once they either do not have enough money to bid on it or they're not willing to spend more than that amount.
600!
Oh, wow!
Yeah, that was like
a fun one.
Occasionally, the auctioneer will bring a mystery item, a bag of goodies that no one knows what it is, and then you just kind of roll the dice and possibly get something great or something not that great. The mystery item is usually a really cool thing, like a bunch of baked cookies or some toys or some other thing that most students want.
This is like the best mystery item. Like, I'm not even kidding. Like, it's like... Scarlett, tell them how good.
First of all, you get this awesome bag that's red, and it says Happy Holidays. And then you get some mystery items. So
the mystery item bidding goes up and up, and it's settled on around 1600. Most students make between 1000 and 1600 a month, but they also get opportunities to make bonus money, usually getting $200 to $600 in bonus money a month. And they also pay $1,000 in rent every month unless they choose to buy their desk for $4,000 and they no longer have to pay rent. So the mystery item ended up going for about 1 month's wages.
Woo! Yeah!
I tried it.
Students waited in anticipation to discover what mystery item had been won.
Reveal it. Okay.
Yeah, what's the grand reveal?
What's it gonna be?
What is it? I got it. Books.
So it turns out the auctioneer and a couple of her friends went to their lockers and... It was primarily just old books and other things that you would find at the bottom of a locker.
Wait, you gave away this?
That student was referring to a crumpled up Willy Wonka middle school musical script.
Yeah?
Why?
Because I don't need it anymore.
I'm so glad.
Wait, this is our break?
The student who got it was a little bit bummed out, but he was a pretty good sport about it. So in my next class, I actually had some students that had their own businesses, and so usually before the auction, I let the students talk about their business so that way people can decide how much they want to spend on the auction and how much they want to save to be able to buy items from the business owners.
How much is a bag of Sour Patch?
A bag of Sour Patch is like $1.50.
One of my students, who I'll call JH, stayed after class one day to talk about business strategies because he was worried that a couple of other people were going to start their own businesses, lower their prices, so that way he would not be able to sell as many items. I didn't think the other students were really going to organize anything to actually show up with any of the merchandise, so I told him to not worry about it and to set his prices as normal, but he still feared losing business from these other people that were going to try to sell stuff at lower prices, and so he ended up being easily influenced by other students saying his prices were too high.
Right now, it depends on what Tao's prices are. These are going to cost $30 a piece.
Yeah. $30?
No. 10.
How much are yours, Tao? How much are yours?
And then, well, actually, the blow pops, I'll lower these.
You don't have to lower them. Just
so you remember where they're at.
And, oh wait, can I...
Did you guys fill out a form and everything?
Wait, Tom, can I announce my perks?
I also talked to JH about loyalty programs that businesses set up, and so he created these perks to influence people to want to come and only buy from him.
I also have business perks. If you buy from me 3 auctions in a row for more than $75, you get 5 free real dollars you can spend at anything. If you can pay $100 to $400... If you do that, $100 gets you 10% off anything. $200 gets you 20% off, up to 40% off. If you pay more than $500 to me any given auction, then you get 3 real dollars.
So what's interesting is the students that went to JH and were threatening to start their own business of the same type and sell for lower prices didn't end up even bringing it.
There are, you guys aren't doing a business?
We didn't bring anything
today. So you can charge whatever you want, Jack. I mean, you virtually have no competition in here.
Okay.
All right, so keep that in mind. We're going to do the auction first.
Jack, you should raise the prices if you're
leaving. And so at this point, JH is kind of regretting the lower prices that he had already proposed.
Yeah, I might raise the prices, guys. We'll discuss when they
come. I was thinking of buying something.
I will announce the new prices after the
auction. Before we start, everybody go in and... give at least 10% to your charity. So as far as the charity, I had the students partner with their parents, and when the students saved 1,000 classroom economy dollars, that their parents would give X amount of real dollars to the charity that the both of them agreed on that they wanted to give to. So
if you're still saving for your desk, decide how much money you want to put towards your desk. And then the rest you'll have for the auction.
I have them put their money towards the charities and towards their desk goals before the auction, so that way they don't end up blowing everything and then just giving what's left over to the goals that they're making.
We have like 10 items, so you know, get ready.
All right, let's get started. Go.
So the auction portion of this class looks pretty similar to the auction portion of my previous class.
40, 50. Now we have the lightsaber. You can be your ultimate Darth Vader or Sith, either one.
If you bought more than one item. If you bought 2 items, you have to add up your total and then add 5% to that. If you don't know how to do that, let me know.
So a lot of these 7th graders had me in 6th grade where we had a classroom economy, and some of them got upset last year when students that had a lot of money by the end of the year were just buying everything at the auction. And so they proposed at the beginning of this year that there should be a tax for buying 2 or 3 or more items, and they settled on a 5% tax on the total balance if you bought 2 items, and if you bought 3 or more items, it was a 10% tax on your total balance. So after the auction, the marketplace was open and JH was able to begin selling his products and his perks, but not without some resistance from a student who bought some lollipops during the auction and was going to try and sell them after the auction at a lower price than what JH was selling his for.
He's selling them for 15. Okay, then 10.
That's a student I'll call TK who is trying to sell his lollipops for 10 since JH is selling them for 15.
Oh, whoa.
Okay. How much did you pay?
Charles,
like, you spent $200 and you're selling them for 10?
Minus $11.50.
Seems like you're getting quite the deal there, Tal.
TK realized that buying a handful of lollipops for $200 and then trying to sell them for 10 was not the best choice and decided to back out.
Okay, never mind.
I'm not selling anything.
Okay, good.
So JH starts selling his merchandise, but quickly becomes a bit overwhelmed as student after student just keeps coming over.
I know I am, guys. Okay, just slow down here.
The plug should go up to Jackie Jackson.
Hold on, guys. Hold on.
I tell JH he looks like he probably used an assistant, and one of the students actually ends up offering for a low wage.
If you pay me $10, I'll be your assistant.
No.
He declined the offer.
I need a piece of paper. First of all, I need to keep track of everyone.
And they don't actually have physical cash that they're handing over. Everything is digital, so students are transferring money online, and he's trying to keep track of everything.
I mean, are you seeing that they're paying you before you give it to them?
Yes. They are.
The auction and marketplace generally takes about 15 to 20 minutes of class time, which I think only once a month is a pretty good investment since the students get so excited. But since this marketplace transaction time seems to need a little bit more and the students seem to be getting a lot out of it, I go ahead and give them about 10 more minutes to finalize transactions and everything.
Yeah, I'm giving them more time so businesses can conduct.
So one of the original students that was threatening JH to open up his own business and drive down prices to put JH out of business ends up actually being JH's biggest customer, and that was his ploy from the beginning to try to get the prices lower. Let's call the other student JS, was trying to figure out how to take full advantage of all the perks and get as many goodies as he could for the best price.
So I should be top priority here.
But JS was starting to get a little frustrated because time was running out and JH was still doing all these smaller interactions that were only worth $100 or $200.
Before I discuss business with you, does anyone else
else want to buy from me?
I do.
$190 for this?
Sure. All right.
See. Jack, how much is soda? Make... I need to know.
Jack, give me some time. I have to get
how
through
everyone else.
JS was asking about the price of soda because JH also had a part of the business where if someone wanted an item that wasn't present at the moment, he would purchase that item and bring it the next day. But he would look online to see how much the item would be on sale for at whatever store he was going to go to, and then he would multiply that amount by 100 to find the classroom economy price for it.
Be patient, please. I have looked at the time. I'm not doing this any other time, so it's now or never. How much is soda?
Okay, well, he figures that out. So soda...
Hey,
did anybody else donate to the auction?
Okay.
So while this was going on, I asked if anybody donated to the auction because students that donate to the auction, depending on what their donated item sold for, they could get that much deducted from their taxable income in March.
You need to fill out that form and say how much your item sold for.
So JS finally decides on what he's going to order and has laid out all the perks that he is going to get for his order.
And then that means I'm paying you $1,010. That means that then I would get $460 free because I spent over $400, so that's 40% off, and I paid over $500, and that's $3 free, which is $300 because $1 is pretty much 1 cent.
Wait, I'm confused. So how much are you paying to give away?
I am paying you $1,010.
Okay, so what do you want to buy?
I have the list right here. Hold on. But before you write anything down, I'm going to calculate what I get free stuff for.
So even in the midst of this mess of trying to figure out what this order is, other students begin to approach JH again and want to buy more items from him.
A soda.
Soda 70.
Don't. Okay. You're being pulled in eight different directions right now. You need to focus on this.
I'm not gonna lie. For him to finish, and then I will serve you. But he's paying $1,005.
Okay.
14 blow pops.
Oh my god.
Okay.
Hold on.
14 stuff that I get free. Two more bags of Sour Patch.
We'll push pause on this for now, and then we'll finish this up after class.
Should I clean all this?
So when it's all said and done, JH does feel that he made a profit, and JS was very satisfied with all the perks that he got and all the food that he got. And my hope is that there is just some real-life business learning going on here, even though this is not specifically part of what I'm trying to teach as far as my math content. It's really fun to see them struggle and get frustrated and think through what could I have done to make this better, and it's a lot of fun to watch. So thank you for listening to my first podcast. I hope you enjoyed it, whether you're a teacher or not, and I've got the next couple of podcasts planned out from my robotics class, but I don't know what I'm going to do after that, so stay tuned. I don't know what I'm going to call this show. Originally, I was going to call it The Tom Gibson Show, but no one knows who Tom Gibson is, so why would anyone click on that? And then I was thinking, well, my grandma was always like, I'd love to just be a fly on the wall in your classroom, so maybe I could like take something with that and make something out of it. I don't know. We'll see what it ends up being. For now, I guess it's The Tom Gibson Show, unless I come up with anything better. In the meantime, you can see me on YouTube at youtube.com/GibsonEDU, or you can check out my education blog at tomgibson.com. That's TOMGIBSON.com. And thank you so much for listening to my first podcast, and hopefully I will see you in the next episode.